And what about New Orleans? Where is that?
Louisiana.
Okay. What about all that business down
there? Ain't that something? You see that on TV where they was up there yesterday trying to find that fella?
Yeah, and they can't decide whether there was just one or two or had three of them.
The first thought it was three.
Yeah.
They killed one, and he was a black person. And they left him there now from night before last.
Yeah.
So he was still there yesterday.
But then they couldn't find anybody else.
No, they just about tore that place apart. What I meant, what the prize part, you know.
Well, I don't blame them.
I don't either. But you know what they, when they first, and then three it got shot when they first got up there yesterday? Mm-hmm. You know what they claim now?
What?
Their bullets ricocheted and hit the others.
My.
That's right.
And so they think that it was just one man now.
Well, no, they still believe there was another, and he slipped out of there some way.
Boy, don't you know that's going to be embarrassing to them, having that whole motel full of police and that man get away?
So he killed seven and injured 17.
And no reason for it.
No. Just
craziness.
That's right. I just probably went crazy.
Well, that's frightening. Think of all those people in that motel on vacation or something and have something like that. Some man kind of set the place on fire and start shooting around.
Yeah, there's about two or three of the tourists there, the ones up here.
Yeah, I heard that one young couple was killed and then burned when the guy set the place on fire. What about Lexington? What state is that in, other than Alabama?
There's Lexington, Kentucky.
Okay, and Nashville?
Tennessee.
And St. Louis?
Missouri.
Okay, and Little Rock?
Arkansas.
Okay. What about Tupelo?
Mississippi.
And Dallas?
Texas.
And Oklahoma City?
Oklahoma.
Oh, man. Let's see. You might say, no, I don't want to do this, I want to do that. What? Would you ever say instead or rather do that or what?
Yeah, I'd rather do it this way.
Okay. I believe you told me the other day you were belonged to what church?
Methodist.
What are some other denominations that you can think of?
They got the Baptist, they got the Church of Christ, Church of God, the Nazarene.
Are there many churches of God around here?
I don't know. We ain't been up here long enough to know much about that.
Are there any down at Winfield?
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of them up Tennessee, Cleveland, Tennessee, about 30 miles from my home, is the world capital of the Church of God, and it seems like they kind of thin out when they get down into Alabama.
Well,
I said
one in Winfield.
You did?
Mm-hmm. One in Florida.
I don't know how it is exactly they're different from the Church of Christ. It seems like they're a good bit like them. I don't know much. I've been a Methodist all my life, so I don't know much about them. I know that they don't like music in there. I mean, they don't have an organ or a piano or anything in their service. On a Sunday, the preacher preaches a what?
Sermon.
Okay. And the choir sings hymns and other kinds of church, what?
Music.
Okay. The preacher warns us against what? The what? Who's the opposite from God?
The devil.
Okay. What about a house that's supposed to be full of spooks and that kind of thing? You say, well, that house is...
What is that again?
Haunted.
If it's full of spooks and ghosts and things.
Haunted house.
Okay. And a child might say, well, I'm afraid to go in there. That house is haunted. It's full of what?
Spooks.
Okay. You ever hear anybody use the term right smart, as in, he owns right smart land? That's pretty common, isn't it?
Yes, it is.